outside. Oh, no. Can you come back? Just before sunset, he's going. He's coming out too.
Coming back in again.
Wow. Another one, a few times a night. Wow, unreal.
It's not impossible. He's doing it.
But you know, if anybody walk behind him, you look at keep walking.
Fast walker.
Yeah, he's gone.
He was kind of tall guy, yeah.
Not too tall.
Not that tall.
No, he was just, you know.
I thought I remember.
Lean, the guy.
He was just skinny.
Just lean.
I kind of remember what he used to. He used to walk. I know. I used to see him when we used to go that down that side. Eh?
He used to go over there, he bought the land at Hawaii, he did, he was studying about Hawaii, and, you know, what they live on, and all that stuff like that. Mm. The first thing he did, one day, he come over there, he pulled out the hotel, he sit down, he walked down the beach, sitting down again, he was feeling the taro. Mm. And he split a small little piece, he told me, his mind, he would chew the taro. Oh, right. The crystal, the crystal. Oh, he said, there was a black guy, maybe something he was doing, some rain dance or what. he would go inside the boat, land the boat right on the beach. He come out, what's the matter? See, the guy said, when you're doing something, what do you say? You eat this taro? Yeah, you get to grab that bug and throw on top. They run the airway. Swelling up, you gotta get openings that you can reach his mouth, you know. Okay. Yeah?
What you gonna do that guy if he
they took him to the hospital, I think they were gonna shot, I don't know what to give him, penicillin or something.
I don't know what to give him
because I don't tell you, you know, eat that stuff raw.
Hawaiian dinner, something like that kind. Then you can take.
I want you that. They only use that for medicine. Like that can stop like only for medicine.
No, not. If people kill us and eat the raw taro, like, they never get nothing. They can nothing.
I don't know.
Do for that kind. Help that kind.
I don't know.
I know that kind because you know when they make that kind luau.
Yeah.
The luau. The thing, you know, cook them good too.
Yeah.
You can feel them in your throat too. Not as bad, but you can still itchy. You can feel that you itchy that. You kind of know,
I don't care what, I cook them like 3 times, I throw water away, dump the water, and I put water back inside, and boil them again.
Yeah.
I boil them again, I throw all the water away, put water back inside, and boil them again.
Yeah.
Make sure, I share. You know what it is? One time we get a mountain, we cut all the leaf, and throw all kind of, goat meat, we throw goat meat inside, salt goat meat, and I go out.
Good.
The wild kite, it's good, but, wild kite, you know, the thing is wild now. The luau, and, itchy.
Itchy,
like, and it's sleepy. You sweat.
You mean even after you cook them that much?
Yeah, we cook them. But, you know, when we cook them, not enough. You know, so I learned, I don't care what they're doing, I got to say, hey, Papa,
Yeah, that thing is bad, man. Well, you know, kids, you go eat that thing there.
Yeah.
Thing the boat had passed, eh?
Yeah. And lucky thing, these guys always pay attention to the shore, right?
Yeah.
They said they're going to do it right there. Oh, black guy, do it all.
Wow, that's rough.
And he's sticking his hand inside his mouth, but he's choking him already. You think these guys are done, you open up FOG in the building, airway, they shot me down. Thank you, dude.
I think I'm swollen then, no?
Yeah.
Fell off there.
And then, as soon as they got there, these guys took off, they put them in a truck and they fly them down there to the hospital. Get into the emergency, they just got, what is the matter? We have rocked Daryl. What? Your mama shot. Even after that, you were up there walking the trail, you know?
And now he knows.
Yeah. As I said, you got a cuckoo.
Hey, you're calling me. You're working? I'm working, okay.
Hello? No. I don't know what she's doing.
There's a picture of you there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Look neat though there.
No,
that's
not that one.
Oh, good thing. And that's you too.
Yeah.
That's more recent though.
76.
76? You look changed. Look the thing.
This one here is about 72.
Is it the kind? Is your wife the one?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same person too. The lady in the picture. Yeah. Oh. Was your wife then? I was talking to yesterday. Came by.
Yeah.
So how long you married?
Oh, we just got married. We live with each other for about 14 years. And we just decided to get married, so we went married in February.
Well, maybe as a kind then, when they did the interview, maybe it was her that was with you.
Yeah, time. Yeah, she was.
She was with you that time. Oh. Oh, he just got married, huh?
He just got
finally
married.
Make it legal.
Yeah.
Any kids then?
Yeah, I get one son. He stay up in New Mali. He married a Japanese girl. They don't get beautiful, right?
Oh, that old son here?
Yeah, he's about 28, I
think. Okay. Oh. How old are you?
50.
50?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so 50. Yeah, she was about, she must have been 30 something the last time my guy came. She's young.
It's very wise, my daughter. You know, like Indian stew, you know, like Indian chiefs and all that stuff like that. They come down for this year, you know. So friends from here, they have a doctor there. Indian chiefs are down. The youngest Indian chief I think I met was, he was only about 28 years old he was. The youngest Indian chief that was, you know, ever to become a chief.
From where?
From he was from Oklahoma. There was Oklahoma. He was from Oklahoma.
From the main in the family.
Yeah.
How you met them, man?
To some friends, you know, that they come over here and they're sticking around the film about Kauai.
Uh-huh.
And they would like to know more about Hawaiian history, right?
About Hawaiian. About Hawaiian. Okay. Yeah,
they
really
survivors, they're like Indian survival.
Yeah, same that kind of thing. They call Native American.
Yeah.
They turned the Native American. Yeah. The culture is slowly disappearing.
Yeah.
We gotta do something. I'm a Hawaiian, but I know I feel you feel for that when you see that thing disappearing.
Yeah. Anyway, like you know nowadays, there's a lot of Filipinos around, they go back here, the Filipino guys, you know, they funny in the Philippines, they stay here a long time, shit, 40 years. And every time before they go back, they tell me, what? What do you think human work? But Filipino, what? Me Hawaiian Filipino? I go, yeah. Yeah, you're Hawaiian Filipino. So I say, well, you can go back. They write me a letter. And I tell them, oh, you guys are like kings when they go back, when you can treat them, right?
Me in Hawaii. From Hawaii.
Because the money that they make, what they get over there, they reach. You can hire. You know, they hire guys to drive your car and pick you up and take you shopping. You know,
I guess a lot of them know that that time, if they're working here, they send money back to the Philippines. Yeah. They get a lot of family back there. Yeah.
So?
I guess all the different immigrant groups came here. About the same though, yeah. The Japanese too, they came like this to send back money as I think they were here. That one because of the war, it's like that had really split them up between Japan and over here already. After that, you know that, right?
But really, they was thinking American. The Japanese over here at that time.
No other thing.
That was a good one.
Well, he was born already at one time, no? Mm-hmm. He was born already, yeah?
Oh yeah, only about 2 years old. You mean, when he was born, Brahma?
Two? You don't remember that too much of the time?
Not too much of them, you know, because... You know, movies you see, playing by, yeah, you know. But even my mom didn't know too, when she was young too. She was just cruising around town, you haven't really was. And we were drinking a bottle. Oh, she look, all this guy, all the planes flying inside there. She was wondering, you know. Japanese thing, but right, or bomb that thing, block off the road. The thing got right on the road. So, oh, she stuck all the thing, the sugar cane all over the road. All this guy's come, the army guys come with a tank, and now we have to grab the tank, and we ain't come off the road, and clear the road, and let go. Tell them, go straight home, No one will clear down. Yeah, going on. Inside the house. My father come home. So I was with my father about 4 o'clock. My father come home early. I tell my mom, you know what? The penny just bumped for lava. Gotta go back to work. So whenever I see you, I see you. Oh, my God. Oh, he walking outside. His name was Japanese. You know, mm-hmm. this old man, he was dressed all in his costume. He was on top of his wheel, someone I saw, Banzai, Banzai!
Next door, the neighbor.
When they were there, Banzai! And he had an FBI guy was on the truck. He was waiting for my father. An FBI guy, he looked at the fucking roof. He said, hey, who's that guy on the roof?
The
FBI guy, young guy. He come down and then old man said, jump up there. He said, hey. Get down from that roof. He looked on top. He picked one European and Japanese flag on top of his roof. He really zero on top. So why I say, he didn't know what to do because he's fan, you know, yeah. You know, he's been good friends for that long time. Oh, he goes, he went up there, he was all full jazz. Bandai! My old man went there grabbing. Tell me, what's up? You bakatari! Yeah, take him down. That's the guy. It was easy with him because what's his face? So, you know, he tell him, hey, you don't do that. Hi, Japan, number one, eh? They come down, who the hell did he grab him? Down, slam him against the truck. Whoa, my father, you look at that, boy, wow. He said, wow, this guy's mean to me. The old lady come outside, the old guy grabbed him too. She was dealing with the guy, he don't speak. I'm about her to throw him in the truck, tie him down. Straight down. Oh man, let's go.
What happened to them?
They just put him in the cages. You know, like a concentration camp.
The camp?
Yeah.
And you never did see them after that? That's interesting, that story. I never get that story.
Yeah, the funny guys, and you know, I know it's true. My mother is in charge of that. You remember these people? Say, yeah. I know them. I never saw them guys come the roof because, yeah. You know, they don't know anything.
It was old, it's a kind then. It was like they came from Japan,
yeah.
Kind of, huh?
They came with their windows, you know. When they came from Japan, they had one baby, it was a boy. And when they came over here, they had one, the wife was carrying one baby. When she went off, she had a girl. Mm. So the lady was like, the daughter was about like 18 or 19 years old or something like that. But I told my father, I said, what have been happening to them here with the wartime and the for them? But that girl, she said, nothing would happen to her. You know, but most of the people, like, she stayed at home. You know, she was just home. But hardly came home. But only the parents got to go. But I look at this now, you know, when I look at that, I was watching on TV. Mm. See, this guy, they grab every one of them. Yeah, in the mainland. In the mainland, they lock them all, huh?
Oh, yeah, recently they're getting all the stuff.
Yeah.
But
up
there, the kindness of this stuff. The holidays are scared, eh?
Yeah.
Figure, especially the coast, set.
Yeah.
Figure they're going to invade. They're going to invade the mainland, so they're still scared they get Japanese on there. But then what they told them was, oh, for your protection, from the holidays around there, for your protection, they will put them in a camp. Eh? They said they put them in a camp. But they lost, they're going to get the kind, they're trying to get like, the money for them or something like that. Because they lost, a lot of them had farms and stuff like that too. They lose everything at that time. And then even, you know, they brought, you know, from Japan like that, they bring back, you know, all the, they had family that kind of,
yeah.
All their family, the houseware, the house goods like that. Everything they was, because they had to go, everything they was selling them. Real cheap, they just
yeah.
The kind, because they have to get, they want the money already, they have to go. So everything they lose, they said they get enough time. But only the ones who were in camp that
yeah.
They get enough.
But you get there, most of the guys in the camp are there, you know, it says, only thing wrong with the guys in the United States, they fight for, you know, for money, they feel, well, what the hell, you know, what should we pay all them guys back for all that stuff, you know what I mean? And I was watching, listening to them guys, and I tell them, this fucking houses. You know what I mean? These guys, as the thing that, you know, if they, everything they put their hand on, they destroy. You know, nothing good. You know, if something come out good, or something behind it, it's no good. Yeah. You know, and this guy's one thing that, you know, listen to one of the Japanese men who was inside, and he said, all the money that can come back to them, it's nothing. All that money, not going to pay for back for what they had lose. If they only, the Americans would turn around and say, excuse us for what we do, you know, that will be better because nothing can buy that kind of words.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they never tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I mean, I say, yeah, he was right.
Everybody arguing, everybody, they still tell, oh, what for, that kind of,
yeah.
You know. That's why they use that argument that, oh, what for their protection, that's why we put them in a camp like that. Well, what they don't realize is that they had Germans, had Italians up in the mainland, nothing happened to them. And then you look at them, you don't even tell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Only because the Japanese, they look, they can tell what Japanese, that's why they're not kind, they did that. Long time don't they take for this Sakai?
Yeah.
The legislative thing. They've been working on that for quite a while now. But they say that California, there you go, California, mainland and the Japanese up there. They're real different. They feel real different, you know, about that kind of stuff. The Japanese here, you know, they look at that and they don't care too much, you know, what's going on that kind. But up there, there's strong feelings
yeah.
They get about that. But they're the ones that most of them, they ain't put into the camp there.
Yeah. In fact, even them, you know, what time I thought this guy was a local boy, you know, that I thought he was from Hawaii. And I was a good Japanese. And I said, yeah, right on. There was a Japanese boy here. He was the guy around the age. There was a Filipino boy here. He was like a 40-year boy over here. Right on. And I check him out. So I talk to this guy. Where you got from? Oh, he's from Hawaii, bro. Yeah, you were from Hawaii. I said, Hawaii, bro. I said, what's the name of Japanese guy? He said, what? I said, what's the name of Japanese guy? He said, what? I said, what's the name of Japanese guy? He said, what? He said, what? What's a katong? What's a katong? It's a mean in Japanese. I said, oh yeah, what they call him, yeah. Oh. So I go, hey, my name is Dwayne. I said, oh, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you was in the service.
Yeah.
That time you used to get the kind I know the you used to get plenty of trouble between the that time. The local Japanese from here and then the Japanese up there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, right there that time.
Right.
I remember that this way.
Right.
Because the Buddha heads in the hand, I could do something.
First I got adopted Japanese brother, you know, he was just in Hanai when he was, he was the only boy in the family, had, six girls and one guy, so. And Askez was his only boy in family, you know, he was, you know, so. We Askez and Hanai, my mother, and Hanai, he bring him up with Askez. Hey, I go out the mainland, he's down the mainland, boy, he tell me, this guy, he got no can, but what I eat? I said, oh, baby, God, come on. This guy going to eat what you eat, of course. You're savage. You know, always got raw fish and all that. You know, he's the best stuff. He's the Japanese girl. The Japanese girl, tell me, yeah. Yeah, come on, too much food. Yeah. I love. No way, man, I'm gonna come up here and leave. No way, I'm home, I'm going home. Then Japanese up here, hi, mama, mama, boy. Yeah, it's time for you go home, bro. You can't handle this guy, though, yeah.
Where you was stationed up there?
Station, I was stationed.
Jiu-Jiang,
I was fishing Jiu-Jiang. Where is that Jiu-Jiang? Jiu-Jiang is between San Francisco and Oakland.
Oh. In the bay,
that's yeah, thing? Yeah, yeah, in the bay. You have to cross over the, you know, the bridge. Mm-hmm. And they come to Jiu-Jiang and they go across Oakland.
What was that, Navy?
Yeah, it's the Navy Base.
Navy Base.
It's where they can transit, you know, this come in, you know. Guys go overseas right there, they come on a boot camp, they were ready to the space there, and from there they ship them out from there.
So there was as if you had your boot camp?
Your boot camp is in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Then you go where? Japan?
Yeah, right from there, right from there. They tell me, hey, you're in Japan.
This was in the 50s, you said.
I was in Japan in 50s. I said, that time when I was there, it was like...
In Japan?
Beautiful.
You go all around, look around.
Yeah, mostly, I never get into the city part where, you know, I said, I can't do me Honolulu, but like, on Minen. The Minen is the same thing as Japan, yeah. I don't stick around too much in the city part. I went more down in the countryside, Osaka, and down to... Osaka, what's that steady wind in Osaka? Osaka was nice, especially in the country. Ooh. The Japanese girls, especially country girls, they're really nice and neat. They tell you, oh boy, you know, you guys know what you're kind of, eh? Because they use the kind of human kind.
The human kind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the fertilizer. The
fertilizer, right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that, yeah. The honey wagon, eh?
Yeah. You know, expect, you see, about voting for expense.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even expense. Stick a tip in the for the honey wagon. Yeah. All in the expense.
They were the poor country that time.
Well, like I don't see the poor country, but to me, I don't know what that is. Poor, you know, if I see somebody eating good and looking healthy, shit, I don't call them poor.
You know, the white man wrapped on the wall, so a lot of stuff.
Oh, could be. It
was building up already.
Yeah, during my time, yeah.
It was only about 10 years later, so.
When we went around like that, it was peacetime, too, eh? You know, it was peacetime, so. Really easy going. She tell me, look at this guy, look at that, look at that. You know what? They're not hanging around his eyes. Everything go down there, he goes, I eat this, I eat anything.
Who would tell you that?
Local guys. Yeah, what's all that? She said, oh, I was getting disgusted with them. So I should be like God in Japan. Down in the swimming pool. So we get like a civilian coming inside. We Japanese friend that got stuff from outside to come and work with us. Eh? Uh-huh. With their sisters up there. Country boys, you know what I mean? They really show me around, but I think you know like a moon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you show your country. Really, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That's that of people. It's like, you know, any part of the world you go, you meet good people. You know, some people just hard luck, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was one of the fortunate ones that made, you know, really squaw, you know. That's what the guy did. Well, I know it's a fucking bad about Japan. Well, you could have just seen it. You could get robbed. You're flashing you guys' money around. You guys have a hard time, you know. Cigarettes and chocolate bars, how anything from the United States. Mm. I could get it, but I just went there with my friend. To get from Sarah, I go get chocolate bar, anything, cigarettes, American cigarettes. Mm-hmm. You know,
do they like that?
Oh yeah, American cigarettes. Shit, yeah. I buy them. What about laws?
How long you stay in Japan?
I stay there about a year and 18 months. I stay there.
Where else you went then? From there you came back.
Yeah. then they removed me from. From Yokosuka to Yokohama. And then from there, I came back to Armenia. Come back all the way to boot camp to teach guys how to swim. What is that?
Teach guys how to what? Swim.
How to swim, yeah.
Oh.
Wow, I said, Jesus Christ, man. Hey, just put a request time when you let go. Yes. So one of the questions you put me down to the island, which I go like from the indoor kind pool. Oh, no worries. You don't get outdoor kind of water, it's always cold. You gotta be indoors. Uh-huh. Too warm.
So how long you was mainland then?
Mainland? I over 18 months too over there. Then I came back.
And you came back to here?
Yeah, I stayed in Bubble Spring, and then as soon as before I got there, we started to grow.
So actually, with your, when you was born, you was up Honolulu, I mean, you was up Oahu then, he said.
Yeah, when I was born in Kauai.
Born Kauai, then moved to Oahu.
Then moved to Oahu.
Then came back here again.
Yeah, as soon as we can get across, come home. I came home, I thought that was about right after the war. I came home. Mm-hmm. Came home 1942 or 1944, I think. Mm-hmm. Came home. Because my brother was born 1946. Mm-hmm. Another one, we came back over here 46, sister 47, I was 48. Yeah. It's about that. 43, 44, I think we get back here.
Hmm.
I told him, all right, let's get home. Well, we came by the boat. Wow, the Japanese was flying around yet? Wow. You guys are good, Kawaii. Wow, the woman just miss you guys. The one that landed on me, you know.
Where you go to school then?
Over here? I went to school here.
Kappa.
When I first came here, like, huh?
Kappa, Kappa Elementary there.
So when I came here, we moved, they had the army had the laundry down in that area. Yeah. All that. You know where the Mahilona figure is there? The figure, when you come down there.
Yeah.
The figure is there, the fishery to her over there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all that used to be all kind, all army sustenance there. Army was all inside there, and all the people that used to be running Hana Pepe, Shorikawa Hotel, used to be there, Watase, used to be whatever Watase too, and
Watase Hotel down by that kind, Shorikawa,
yeah. It's right in the corner, Shorikawa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know where we live? Right before Shorikawa? Huh? You know, right below the hill. That's where I come from.
Oh yeah.
Get them garage over there.
Yeah.
Sakura garage. It's my father. Run the garage.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a city car right over there.
Yes, right. In the corner. Yeah, right in the corner. Yeah. I went to school. My first school was... Dilili
school, you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to walk from that, from 100 feet time we climb the trailer, come on.
Get a trailer by across Shirikawa and go up there.
Yeah. Yeah, this was school there, in my brother. And then we went to school there for about, I think, just before we went to the second grade, I think. We had to move. We had to come back over to Kappa. Where we was born, so we went born. So, from there, it's school for me, we went to Kappa.
So the whole time after that, right through then, Kappa.
Kappa, yeah.
High school.
High school. Then I went to Kawai High School, junior year.
Kawai High School?
Yeah.
You move all over the place here then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really got to see a lot of places, you know?
Oh, yes, I did that. Yeah.
You like traveling? Live different places like that?
Yeah, when I come out of the service, I'm going to work for the government. I'm going to work as a lifeguard down at Hikamiya Force Base. Then, Hikamiya Force Base, Pearl Harbor, they sent me down to Haleiwa, Army Beach.
Oh.
And I stayed down there in Army Beach for a while.
The lifeguard?
Yeah. Then I worked for the city for a little while. And I'm working down for the beach.
You like the beach then?
Yeah.
It's your life
then. Yeah, I love playing off Honolulu guys, I've been around the Honolulu brothers. And the reason why I left over there was because they were those killing brothers.
Oh.
Oh shit, man, what kind of that? Wow. But they say when I was there, I got to just started to get into drugs really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. Dealings and all kinds of stuff and it's a shooting people, you know. And my friend, a Japanese friend, when he was taking the martial art together. And he was good, that guy. He's sharp. I thought I was going to become a missile. The guy, he worked from the hotel, and he took money from the hotel to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And he was praying with the feet. The day he did some, I guess he was watching him all the time, I guess, yeah. And when they came out from the bank, you know, he carried the bags, where, you know, he carried the handcuff, sent off to the team. But the guy, he come up there and shoot him. Stop on the side of the road, you know, instead of shoot him. Boom! Cut off his wrist, cut off his hand, and slide the cuff right out.
Cut him off.
Yeah, cut him off. Wow.
Oh.
I was so sick. I was so sick. And he was a good brother.
Mm. Oh, that's wrong. Too bad, you see that kind, man.
Yeah. Check that good. I mean, he was go up.
Hey, you guys take it the kind of? Make up like a robber?
Yeah. And that day I was just gonna whatever go get some money to. I see my pocket friend over there, he come. Hey! The guy's looking for you? Who looking for me? The FBI. Wow, you talking about? Yeah. Here too, I look at your hair, same thing, the bill, same thing. You got 250 pounds, yeah, over. See about that, is this? Package just be dropped.
They don't know who though. They have no idea.
Wow, oh, and then I saw me, you know, looking in the paper. So I look at my face, you know. See, I couldn't figure out what the hell, you know, camera, okay, pick up that one, that good boy. Oh. I know.
And look at that, they go, wow, kawaii in big time too, and I am robbed, and I... Yeah. Long time, don't ever get bank robbery over here.
The first one they had was a friend, Yuhui.
Yuhui, yeah.
Yuhui, one of the guys go there, call up a cab, he tell the guy, okay, look right here, you have to go to the bank, King can check. He goes, all right, sometimes he's driving in a cab.
King can catch him, huh?
He got caught. Yeah, he got caught. Yeah.
He go airport there?
You go airport ready
to get there? There's only one way to get out of the island, the airport. Not to the guy, I know that one. I wasn't too smart though.
No, no. I wasn't smart. That's funny.
So you raised up with Nakai then? As you grew up here, you raised Hawaiian way or just
Inika way? No, I was raised Hawaiian ways, Japanese ways, Filipino ways, not too much Portuguese ways, but you know, I learned some of them, not too much Portuguese. My worst day was in Japanese, Hawaiian, and Filipino. Mm. Yeah. That's where I grew up with mostly, you know, with this kind of people. You know.
Your parents are all Hawaiian?
Yeah, Hawaiian.
Pure Hawaiian, both say.
Yeah.
Well, so you all used to kind of Hawaiian?
Yeah, I'm Hawaiian, and on my father's side, my father was happy. So I'm just only about 66% Hawaiian.
66%. Yeah. Yeah, but sure changing will be your first.
Yeah, yeah, progress. Ooh, yes. Then the next thing you know, another store's already. Hey, what store? Check them out.
But how you feel though with all the kind, get so much holidays? Couple of holidays that you walk around there.
Holiday is there already.
Holidays, man.
Yeah.
How you guys feel about that kind? The old timer over here, like. It's okay?
Well, to me as long as they don't bother me, you know, and you know, you know, from change my ways. Yeah. You know, because I have to leave right today until the day I die, you know what I mean? I don't let anybody tell me, oh, you gotta do this. I don't gotta do nothing.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I live this long, I don't listen to anybody really. As long as I was a small kid, yeah, you teach me that one. Sometimes I have to teach you. Yeah, I get plenty of guys over here, you know, they. Oh, get some. Most of the holidays that we used to live, you know, your lifestyle, like beach life, right?
Yeah.
That's because we all like to live on the beach, so good life. How is that on the sea there? Look at you, this door is there. Then they look at an animal, you know? Then they go there and they tell the guys, if we can stay over there, it looks really bad for the eyes. So the state movie, tell us guys, you can stay over here. Huh? What's going on though? What we did? Hey, the holy is not like, look at these guys. Hey, you know what they're doing to you guys? And you're telling me what the hell? They're not going to do nothing to the whole boss. And then it's because we're not hobos, we work. You know what I mean? We work. So we that like we just hang out on the beach. You know, we do that. Can hang out in a bar, but not too long, but they have to say, you gotta watch how you are from them. The cops sitting down in the corner watching you. Woo! Remember when I was on a paper, I was drinking inside Interlude. You know, intervals. I was beginning to do this. Oh, this guy's going to
die. Oh, recently talking about.
Yeah, you know, those Japanese guys, you know, they lived there a long time, you know. And the same old routine they do every day. They do it. Coming down with their pound, free drinks, poo poo. See you guys tomorrow, go on to the door. Walking up to the door, jumping in the car, they almost reach going into the driveway, they got stop right there. Eh? They're finding back there, you're already drunk. DUI. Wow, one day they take them all the way to the police station. Give them fingerprint and everything. Wow, turn around, take them. They have to take them all the way to the kind of jail. They take them there, and then they give them bail, eh? The bail come. Bail them out. Now, this is about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. The bail, they went out. Oh, and I see guys swear, boy. I don't blame them, you know. That's a routine every day.
They go what?
Yeah. You know, and this 27 driveway.
You go down there?
You
go down there and interview that
kind? Sure. Oh. Once in a while I go down. Yeah, I go down with the brothers and stuff.
No, you know, I asked you that. Because I was talking to my brother the other day, and he's there. I said, oh, where you going to try this? I'm looking for the Herman Tommy. Hey, the name sounds familiar. I wonder if maybe you met him in there or what? Stan Sakura. You don't know that?
Yeah, cool. You Stan.
Yeah, he worked for Young Brothers.
He worked for Young Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. As long as the guy worked for Young Brothers.
Yeah,
yeah,
they all go in there.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
Maybe a side that you think, hey, the name sounds familiar there. You get one, wait, did you send me one, you get one brother with the name something D?
Dutch.
Huh?
Dutch.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he know your brother.
Yeah, my youngest brother, that's my little brother.
They go, he's Liu Cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
They go every time.
Yeah, yeah.
He was telling me, oh, that's why. No wonder.
Yeah.
It's a small world, no, but.
Yeah.
The whole time, they know everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now they get so much cops now, you don't know who is on. You don't care? The cops are looking at you, but they tell you. Hey, you better move on. Yeah, they have to be there.
The penny that kind of young kind, too, is coming up
this
side. He's the worst guy. you gotta watch out. Some of them, the kind, they quick, they like, get like, right ticket to have this side, too.
So I got all my friends, you know, all my guys that's going up. They don't go to bar none. Even me, I'm not going to bars. I drink, you know, out of the beach, it's like I'm out with the bar. I take off. I don't get enough, I take off. Enough so I can control myself on the road. Before the guys, my friends, day before this, I get the old time, hey, brother, who you got outside? Hey, you drunk, you weedy on the road. Give me your key. Give him that key. Okay, they shot down in the guys. Okay, one guy jumped inside his van, jumped in the cop's car, take him home. I said, take him home, they said, this guy before. No. Now he's in jail. So some of these guys, you know, they don't believe, you know, they got stuck on a cop, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My friend, he just say, he's a bad up. Go from the kid park, big you are. Time not really. I guess I'm outside of the street. I don't know if the stuff's like a different right. I'm heading home to Royal Hustlers. Yeah. I fucking got far with him. I'm going to turn you. They're doing it. Soon he make the right. He make a right turn over there. Whoa!
I just follow him over.
And then he gets 1, 2, 3 houses and he makes a left turn to his garage. He said the worst thing he did was when the cop went, he blew his siren. He just said, pull right outside, right down the right. He just pulled right to the right. And he got 1, 2, and then 3 houses is the one. He put him inside. The cop got inside. Get out of your car. You got your license? Check his license. kettak nerima the registration. You look kind of drunk, but you drunk. But we have to give you the test. You tell me, brother Herman, my God. I couldn't take the test right there and then. I was busted away, take away his license. He went out, he bailed off. He was jailed. He said, he was being done today. I said, oh, this is my house. And what he should have done? Driving around and say his garage.
Yeah, and then.
And the study said he's yelling and tell me what?
It was closer, you know?
It was old, yeah. Because I tell that guy, he said, hey, you know, you guys, your house is closed down. Don't even stop.
Just go.
Just keep on going. Let the bug of bro is coming. Wah, wah.
That bro is coming. You know, he was not making the noise.
It's police. What are you driving?
Dude, how much are you when you're younger?
Sometimes I look at the kid
like
that,
you know,
this is
like that. What you guys used to do before? You used to go hunting like that? Not really.
No. My thing was mostly fishing, yeah?
Ocean, that kind.
Not too much in a month.